Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of a Wrestling Gal podcast, providing you with a female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by the future of women's tag team wrestling, Kingsley and Zena of Australia, also known as Lux. Now let's chat. Hello everyone. Today I am joined by Australia's greatest rising stars, Kingsley and Zena, also known as the Team of Lux. So how are you ladies?
Hey! Good.
That was a nice intro you got there.
Yeah, I'm
Cool, yeah. How are you?
I am doing very well, actually. But I wanted to thank you guys so much again before we get started for joining me today, especially after you guys just had a match in Wrestling Go, dressed as witches, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
A bit spooky over here.
Whose idea was that?
Oh, look, I think it was just a group, you know, agreement that witches were traditionally a Halloween go-to. Everyone else was probably going to do like a Marvel DC character as usual.
Yeah. So, we just channeled our inner witches as well.
Yeah. It just felt right. Yeah. Witches with Belle Pierce tonight. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting combination with you guys today, and you guys lost, but still, I loved the part where Zena went for the 619, then Kingsley went for the Codebreaker, and then Belle Pierce did the crossbody off the top rope. That was pretty dope.
Teamwork.
Look,
girl power.
Yeah, it really was girl power. We thought we had it all in that little section, but yeah. You know, unfortunately, you know, wrestling, no, they're not fun, are they? They just like to ruin things, so maybe it's another time.
Yeah, you guys are better anyways.
Yeah, we are. And prettier.
Sorry, we lost one.
You're good. I just wanted to know that you ladies keep yourself quite busy. I mean, you're an active part of PWA, FWA, Melbourne City Wrestling, Wrestling Go, and Nui Pro. So how do you guys keep up and what keeps you motivated?
Oh, Zena, do you want to go first?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
It's all got to do with passion, I think. Like, sometimes it gets to us where we're just sore and tired. Mm. But then when we're in the ring, we have so much fun and we just love wrestling. Like, no matter how big or small the crowd is, we just have fun.
Yeah.
Especially doing it with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I think being in a team makes it, like, that much more important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's just, we're always wrestling. Yeah, like Zena said, pretty much our friends, people who we train with, it makes wrestling fun.
And we just motivate each other as well.
Yeah, we've got a good family vibe,
like, we see each other and we, like, look forward to seeing each other.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
It's more of a family thing now more than, like, wrestling.
We want wrestling to be our job one day, but it helps when you're, you know, wrestling with your family, I guess, pretty much.
Each other for years now.
Exactly, yeah.
That leads me to my next question, because you guys obviously have great chemistry together, and you've been tagging for about a year now officially, if I'm correct. So I was curious to know how this Lux partnership started and how you guys decided upon the name Lux.
Okay, Lux generated in FWA.
It did. I think I was managing you for a bit.
You were managing me for a bit.
Yeah, because I was still, like, not...
Fairly new,
green, just not there already to debut, but Zena was pretty much ready to go. So I was like, you know what, I can talk.
We went together, better together.
Yeah.
Exactly. Than against each other, so why not lift each other up in that aspect?
Yeah, so I think it just worked in that way. She was sort of like, to put it dumbly, she was the Brock, I was her Paul Heyman from it.
Yeah.
But then eventually I go in the ring and it just worked.
Yeah.
I think we just worked really well as a team. We just like beating people up together. Mm. We're not fancy. We're not flipping around. We're no, like, straight to business, bull crap.
We're entertaining.
Yeah, no, it was good. And how did we come up with Lux?
Okay, so Lux, we were like brainstorming some names, and I watch a lot of TV shows, and I was watching Lucifer. And I'm like, oh, I love this demon. Like, and I kept watching Lucifer, and he had a bar called Lux, and I'm like, Kingsley, Lux is our name.
And I was like, wow.
It's just like, wow, easy, good, yes, done. And I'm like, yeah. And then it just, like, stuck. Like,
yeah. it's like we had other ideas, and it just Lux was the one name that just felt that right.
Got catchy as well. Was, you know when you need a catchy name.
Yeah, catchy. Yeah. It was easy. It just, you know, it was very status generated kind of words. So you just know we're like,
thank you, Lucifer.
Yeah, thank you, Lucifer. You made us the It Girls of tag team Australia, tag team division Australia. So yeah.
How has it been like training with Madison and Robbie Eagles?
Oh, oofed. They're like, no words can explain how good and talented those two are. There's also Mick Moretti that has taken us under his wing. So those three would be my main ones to point out with PWA.
Yes. Without them, I don't think we'd be this, you know, this successful or like come this far with wrestling. They're just amazing. They're so different in their styles of wrestling, but they know how to work different people and different, you know, just different wrestling out styles. And what suits us pretty much.
We like gather a piece from each one of them, and it sort of like creates our movesets in the ring too.
Yeah, especially with Mick Moretti, like I did a lot of privates with him before debuting, and without him, like my confidence just grew, and just he really really made me a good wrestler, I would say. But like Madison and Robbie are just so established as really, to put it bluntly, fucking great professional wrestlers. So without them, we wouldn't have these, not just us, but like everyone in PWA.
They've literally trained everyone from scratch.
Yeah.
And have like started a training hashtag, Now We Conquer, and that's exactly what PWA are doing for Australia.
Pretty much. We're the best, and we have the best wrestlers because of them.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of you guys to see how much you've progressed since I've started watching you, and you guys can definitely tell that you're very dedicated to your craft, and so I love that very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So am I correct in saying that both of you were wrestling fans growing up?
Yeah. Very, very correct.
Who were some of your inspirations when you were younger?
I found a flyer at Liverpool. So Liverpool's one of the most junkiest places in Sydney. If you've been here, it's my hood. Yeah. And I rocked up to one of the shows. They drew like 50 people back then. PWA was that show. They pretty much generated Billy Kay and
Peyton Royce. Yeah.
So I watched them. I watched Robbie Eagles, Madison Eagles, all the top wrestlers wrestling 10 years ago. And I'm like, the second I hit 18, I want to be in that ring. And the second I hit 18, I started training there because my mom didn't let me train earlier. So I just had to wait until I hit 18.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. So I think PWA inspired me from the get-go.
Mm. Well, I didn't have that same experience. I wish I had something like that. But mine was just like the cliche, watching on TV. I played video games with my brother, and that's how we bonded. I watched it with my nan as well, because she was the only one with Foxtel in the family. So, yeah, I would watch Batista on TV with my nan, and she would, like, love Batista, this little old lady. And I was like, and watch Matt Hardy and Edge and that storyline together. That was a bit weird to watch with nan.
At that age, yeah.
Yeah, at that age. But, hey, we loved it. So, yeah, and then...
Iconic storyline.
Yeah, very iconic storyline, indeed. But, I think it was 2 years ago, I just kind of found out there was a tryout near my house, and I just thought, like, I didn't want to be 80 years old in a rocking chair and be like, I should have done that. So I just did it, and now here we are.
Who were some of your favorites, either now or even back then?
Robbie's always been a favorite. And I tell him sometimes, and he doesn't believe me.
You're such a Robbie boy.
But TV-wise, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. Funnily enough, mine was Matt Hardy.
Oh! So,
I love Matt Hardy so much.
Go Lux.
You know, we're meant to be in that game. Yeah, and just like the usual, like Lita and Trish Stratus.
Oh, that was so hot.
Lita was like the reason I dyed my hair red.
We're like friends with Melina now too. Oh, so life's crazy.
Hi, Melina. Love you. But yeah, now Melina was great. Just like, I feel like there was a lot of like divas back then who we grew up watching and just don't get enough credit for the actual talent that they had on TV and they showed. So yeah, people like them, like Melina, Trish Stratus, and Lita.
And they're still kicking ass now.
So. Michelle McCool, oh my God. Layla, oh my God. Victoria, the list goes on. I'm a huge fan of the diva area. That's us, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
Do you guys think you could square up against maybe Victoria, even though she's retired, just in a dream match, hypothetical? Who would you love to square up against?
You go first.
Yeah, you go first.
think we can do that. Yeah, absolutely. I really want to wrestle Melina, like, badly. Like, I think she'd be really good to square up against.
Ooh. Both have been to wrestling go-to. So yeah, exactly. Never say never.
Exactly. Melina and Victoria would be amazing to wrestle.
Tag match.
Tag match. I think that'd be a great tag match.
Really it fun. Would.
Yeah.
We'll have a Divas match. Or a bra and panties.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Right, mud.
Oh, no. A mud match?
Yeah, that one.
No, the jello in the pool, no.
I'll put chocolate instead.
Yuck. You're disgusting. I'd rather eat it and not wrestle on it.
You guys could pull anything off. You're good.
But yeah, no, I think that'd be great. Who else? I mean, the Bella Twins. I mean, they're like an established tag team out there. I think that'd be great. You know,
I love Nikki too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that there's some fun girls out there to wrestle. So,
do you have any plans for any appearances overseas outside of your home base in Australia?
Oh,
at the moment.
Not really. I mean, we have high hopes to, like, be in Shimmer one day next year.
Yeah, next year.
Maybe Rhine. But we'll see how it goes. Because, like, PWA, especially, like, and Australian wrestling in general, we're booming at the moment. And we have something really good going on. So even we're just here, I guess, the streaming service with OvoPlay, I think that's really taken off. So there's a lot of eyes on us already. However, girl, we need to go overseas. We need to spread our wings a bit, so... I think we should go overseas at some point. Hopefully Shimmer, I think, is a top goal. Yeah.
I hope so I can actually see you guys wrestle in person, finally.
Yeah.
Still, I would still travel to see you guys.
Oh, you know what? Japan is on my list.
Japan would be really great as well.
Sendai girls.
Yeah. Oh, they're tough. They're tough. They're really tough. But
they're not ready for Luxo.
To be honest, I'm not ready for them.
They're going to walk into selfies and they're going to be like, what's going on? Girl.
But we'll see what's in stock for us next year. But yeah, we'll see.
We're still fairly new, so.
Yeah, we're not rushing into things. Yeah, we're still finding out who we are as a tag team and getting, you know, a bit comfortable as a tag. So yeah. Let's see what happens next year.
So I did some digging and I found some tea on you guys. No pun intended. Yes, I did. Not anything bad.
Sneaky girl. Oh, it's nothing bad. Is it a good photo?
Is it a bad photo?
No, it's not a photo. Oh, but Zena, I found out you're a really big fan of Greg Sulkin.
He follows me on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. I told you to delete those tweets, Zena.
Yeah, girl, you probably should.
She went through a phase, and I'm just like, someone's going to find this Zena. She's like, oh,
I deleted a few photos where I had to Photoshop my head and his head into, like, a married couple.
No.
And I used to tweet, Greg Sulkin, please follow me. And he did. I love you. And then he did. And then that was it.
It just took some Photoshopping skills and some begging, and there you go.
And I deleted those photos, but, like, I wasn't bothered going through my Twitter. Oh. I'm like, I'll live with it. It's okay.
No, now it's on a podcast. Yeah. Damn.
Why do you love him too?
I don't.
There's still high hopes for me in here.
Wow.
I think he has a girlfriend, doesn't he?
Like, it's okay.
I don't think he's married, though.
Nah, he's not married.
Oh, that's true.
Yet.
Oh, girl. That's
funny. Good tea.
But Kingsley, I did find some tea on you, too, girl.
No, you didn't. What?
Yes, I did. You actually used to do WWE fan art? And I found your China and AJ Lee drawings, and I loved them. So have you always been that artistic?
Yeah, actually. I thought I deleted those.
What are you doing?
I was just, you know, I'm a wrestling fan, but I also like to draw. So I just thought, like, you know what? What's one drawing? And then it became, like, a million. So... Yeah, no, I really like the China one, actually. I thought that was really good. The AJ one, I don't really, that's not my style anymore, though. So here's a fun fact. I do most shirt designs for wrestlers. Yeah, here. So if you follow Slice Threads, that's my little drawing, my little gear.
Really?
Gear making. Yes.
Yes, Ella, that's tea for you.
That's some tea. That's
I can't believe she found your photos.
I know.
I know,
right?
It wasn't that hard.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't. But yeah, if you follow Slice Threads, that's Kingsley's as well. So that's me. I do shirts for wrestlers and I design gear as well. well for wrestlers. And my recent shirt and the recent Lux shirt is also designed by myself. So that's all me.
That's yes, really dope.
Yeah, I've been always a little bit artistic. So, yeah.
So from being young fans growing up to now actually being a part of the wrestling industry, how do you feel? Is it surreal?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so weird. Like,
it's different. Yeah.
Like, I can't watch wrestling anymore.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, it's not just that. It's just you watch a WWE, like, house show or something like that, and you just watch it, and it's so different to what we do. It's, like, you find out these little secrets about the wrestling industry, about what certain companies do and all that, and it's just like, wow, we don't do that, you know? Most people like to save their bodies in certain companies, so they do the less wrestling, while in contrast to us, we're doing all these high-flying moves, we're doing all these really cool spots, and this and that, you know, just all this work, and then like just seeing that, it's just like, wow, it's so different. You just find out little things. But in saying that, like, it's also a very positive experience as well. Like, we wouldn't have all these like people that we work with, you know, if we didn't have wrestling. Like, everyone's a family to us. So I feel like wrestling has given us a breath of fresh air, in my opinion. What do you think, Rosina?
I think pretty much said it all.
It's different. It's different. It's definitely different, but it's also very positive.
We love it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually doing this.
Yeah.
Bye, Mom. I'm going to a wrestling show. And then she's yelling. And then I walk out of the door. Like,
sorry,
I can
Mom.
Drive now.
Sorry, Mom. See you later. Yeah, I get lectured by my mom all the time about wrestling.
Nah, I love wrestling. Yeah. Like, doing it now, it's just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all those kids in high school that said, oh, wrestling's lame. Oh, you'll never do it.
Well, guess what?
One of the teachers used to tell me, get a proper job, like, stop training. And I'm just like, loser.
Yeah, but
you loser.
Is, like, so depressed. Depressing. Yeah, like, he probably has a nice shit five job. I'm sorry to that teacher, that's a bit mean, but like, he probably has a shit life.
But yeah, love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's absolutely great.
Okay, so I have two more questions. My next one is appropriate, and I need to know, because you guys are all about the tea, so I need to know, what kind of tea do you prefer?
Everyone asks me this question, and it's just like, oh, there's such a long list, honestly.
I only drink mint tea because that's all I know.
Yeah, true. She's only new to the whole tea thing. She's more of a coffee girl, which is fine. We have our differences, but that's what makes our bond stronger, I guess.
Our bum?
Our bond. I mean, we do have strong bums, too. Sorry, Ella. My favorite tea would be peppermint. I like my peppermint tea as well. What else do I like? I like, look, there's a lot of breakfast teas. My top one is a Melbourne breakfast, even though I hate Melbourne. Hello, you Melbourne marks over there listening in. Nah, Melbourne's great. But Melbourne tea is really good because it has like a little vanilla sweetness to it, but it's also milky. Oh,
why haven't I tried this?
Did you not have one at my tea stall at the Coliseum Fan Fest?
No, it's drinking coffee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I literally went
Zina, you're
coffee.
Slacking.
And then Will Kiedis told me off. He's like, your tag partner has tea on a table.
Yeah, he'll tell you that. Will Kiedis should join Lutz as well, honestly. And AJ Estria.
Oh,
and maybe
Brooksy.
And Brooksy. Brooksy.
Sorry. Brooksy.
Brooksy. Adam Brooks, sorry. We have a lot of people asking to join Lux. And
it just
know.
Depends if they have matching gear, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It has to be, yeah. Sorry, favorite teas.
No, I love these brands.
Yeah, peppermint tea is great. I like Melbourne breakfast. I like a good cold citrus tea. Maybe usually like the peach citrus cold tea is a very, very good. What else do I like? Oh, chai is good. Chai tea is good.
It's a lot of
tea.
I don't know what that is.
It's a lot of tea. She doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sorry. Don't. But, you don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of tea. I'm a tea enthusiast. I'm happy to try all the tea. So yeah, I don't think I've come across a bad tea, to be honest. Mm. What's your favorite tea, Ella?
I am not a really big fan of tea. I like a green tea. That's about it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I just haven't tried the good teas. Maybe Australia just has the better ones than the US. I don't know. I got to try one.
I feel like they'll have the same, though.
I feel like. No, maybe. You know what? I don't know. Do you guys have a store called T2 over there?
Like, or LSH is not a tea fan.
Oh, yeah, true. Why am I asking? So?
I don't think
it's like
so.
Asking me.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think so.
But anyways, T2 is just like this big store in Australia where it's just all tea, all these different weird flavors and all that. And it's just like, wow, Tea Wonderland. Take my money. So, yeah, we have that. Hopefully, I hope you guys have something like that because you should really get into tea. It's very healthy when it is.
Did Zena get you some tea for your birthday yesterday?
No. She put a post up on Instagram. That's about it, hey.
We're celebrating tomorrow, though.
Yeah, we're celebrating tomorrow. Okay. We're going karaoke, so she can buy me drinks. It's fine. Yeah.
All right, so before I let you go, obviously a new year is about to start, so I want to know what Lux's goals are for the year 2020 and beyond.
I wouldn't mind getting some titles on us, to be honest. I think we needed some tag titles, some way, shape, or form.
I think someone also, PWA host.
PWA what?
The host, the Tea with Lux.
Oh, yeah. We would like to host a PWA event as well. That would be really, really fun.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. But I think those are the main goals as well. And just get abroad, you know. Just spread our wings a bit. So I think going overseas, getting some titles.
And you never know what's going to, like, come up.
Yeah.
Like, opportunities just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. I feel like we've had a lot of good opportunities. Some opportunities that we can't really talk about publicly, but we've had a lot in the past month.
Yeah.
Considering
how good we are as
well. Yeah, a lot of eyes on us. So,
People love Lux. Yeah.
They're taking a liking to Lux, which we didn't think would happen so quickly.
Yeah.
So I think in the next year, I think big things are going to happen for us. And we just have to stay tuned. Yeah.
Well, you girls are great. So thank you again so much for joining me. The future is so bright for you two. And I only have the best of hopes for you guys.
Yay, thanks a lot. Thank you so much for having us. This was really fun. And we love your podcast too as well. Like,
thank
there's a lot of podcasts out there, but we really like yours. So yay. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Kingsley and Zena were wonderful guests to have on. I've been wanting them on for a while now, and I am so thankful that they took the time after the event they just had last night to join me for a little chat. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter at ZenaPro and at KingKingsleyPW. They are amazing talents, and you guys really should consider watching them if you have not already. They are super spunky, super funny, and even though they're still kind of new to the game, they're always striving to improve, and you can tell that they care a lot about their matches and getting better and improving, and they just love wrestling. And it was a pleasure to talk to them. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode.